When it comes to thriving spiritually, the key is found in growing through God's Word. Janice Cox gave her life to Christ in 2001. Since then, one of her favorite things to do is to tell others about what God has done and is doing in her life through Bible reading and study. Now, with this week's installment of Growing Through God's Word, here's Janice.
For the past 6 programs, I have talked about how the Word of God, through the Bible, has taught me so much and continues to do so. Today I want to look at how God speaks to me through the Holy Spirit. When I accepted Jesus as my Savior and asked Him to forgive my sins, Jesus blessed me with the Counselor, the Holy Spirit. From John 14:26 we read, "But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you." It is also translated in other versions as helper, advocate, and comforter. Since I wasn't around in Jesus' day, I didn't hear Jesus firsthand as the disciples had. Instead, I go to my Bible, which has the inspired words that were written by the disciples as they were recalled by the Holy Spirit. I love that word, inspired. To know that God will inspire and teach me through His Word when I study and pray. It reminds me of a word I learned from a Beth Moore study. The word is theodidactoi, which means God taught. I ask God to teach me, comfort me, strengthen me, and convict me through His Word, and as I pray, read, and study. And He does just that. And what has He taught me? The Lord has taught me not to fear. Well, certainly not to fear man and things that God has under His control, which is everything. He has taught me that I don't have to be in control, that God can handle those things. He has taught me not to be angry, at least not the kind of anger that He would find offensive. I used to get angry all the time, mainly because I wanted to be in control. Those two certainly tied together, control and anger. Learning through the Holy Spirit can be an eye-opener. What a wonderful combination. The Holy Spirit as Counselor, Jesus as Intercessor, and God as Father. That's how I grasp the idea of the Trinity, all wrapped up together in one. As I grapple with my thoughts, ideas, passions, struggles, and questions, I return always to the Word of God and prayer. That's a glorious combination. As I read and study and pray for revelation, the Holy Spirit surrounds me and gives me exactly what I need to learn to become closer to God. But there is one important piece that's missing. I must listen. Without listening to the Holy Spirit, I'm running on my humanness, and that doesn't work. Here is my acronym for pray. P, put myself in God's hand. R, read God's Word and hear it in my heart. A, ask God to show me how I can apply this to my life. Y, yield to what the Holy Spirit tells me. May I pray for you and me? Heavenly Father, as we go through this day, may we take time to be with You in prayer and Your Word. Allow Your Holy Spirit to speak into our hearts and minds Your message for us today. Help us to listen closely to what You say. In Jesus' name, amen. Until next time, may we all listen to the Holy Spirit as He teaches us more and more.
Growing Through God's Word is the weekly program of Janice Cox. Janice is an author of articles, devotionals, and children's literature. She's also very active online, now in audio as well as in text format. You can contact Janice directly through the HopeStream Radio Contributors page on Facebook or Twitter.